BBC News with Tom Watts. President Trump has warned Turkey's President Erdogan that foreign interference is complicating the situation in Libya. It comes after Turkish MPs approved a bill allowing the military to be deployed to intervene in Libya's civil war in support of the UN-backed government in Tripoli. The United States is to ban a number of popular e-cigarette flavours to curb the rising use of vaping products among teenagers. However, menthol and tobacco flavours will be allowed to remain on the market, and large refillable vaping devices are completely exempt from the ban. In a statement, Carlos Ghosn, the former Nissan boss, has said his family was not involved in arranging his unauthorised departure from Japan. The businessman was awaiting trial in Tokyo on financial misconduct charges when he escaped from house arrest and flew to Lebanon via Turkey. The prospective Austrian Chancellor has described the coalition between his Conservative People's Party and the Greens as offering the best of both worlds. Sebastian Kurz said his programme included many of his party's policies, like lower income taxes and stricter controls on migration. The Greens, meanwhile, emphasised pledges on greenhouse gas taxes. Israel, Greece and Cyprus have signed a deal to build a gas pipeline from the eastern Mediterranean into Europe. The project will cost up to $7 billion and is expected to be completed by 2025. Turkey has criticised the plan, saying it's unnecessary because of an existing pipeline that runs through its territory. Spain's acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has moved a step closer to forming a new government after gaining the support of a Catalan separatist party. The ERC, which has 13 seats in Parliament, said its members would abstain in a confidence vote next week. It's likely to enable Mr. Sanchez to forge ahead with a left-wing coalition, although his success is still not guaranteed. BBC News.